Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The answer is, of course, we're never going to be without sin in our lives here on this earth. Okay? Not until the day we meet Jesus face to face. Philippians 3 verses 12 through 14 says, "Not that I've already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." So, I mean, like, yes, we're never going to be perfect while we're here on this earth, but we're in training. Mm-hmm. We're practicing. You know, we're learning what it means to be more like Christ every day, or at least we should be.
Yeah.
And so that by the time we see him face to face, you know, he can sit there and go, "Well done. You know, you took all the training, you took all the steps necessary, and now you're ready to live a perfect life here with me." So, yeah.
Well, and I just want to thank God too for like his grace that would give us, you know, the ability to do the things that we would not be able to do in our own strength, you know, in times where like we're weak and like he's still strong and he's good to deliver us from temptation as well when it would come our way. And I think that's just a huge blessing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like, you know, you just brought up the whole fact of there are times where what we're facing, the only way we get through it is when he provides that way out.
Yeah. So look for that way.
Yeah.
And keep the faith.
Yeah, take that way.
Take it as well. Well, there you go, Pastor Andrew.